Okay, we are getting close to the end of our time, and so it's good to get to the recap slide, which is page 51 of the PDF. We have some additional materials that I'll quickly describe, but if we add in a little bit for our week zero, we'll have a full class, and I don't want to abuse our time constraints in this remote, very asynchronous, turns out, situation. So PDF page 51, which is just a little board exercise. Once upon a time in the top frame, we could do a t-test and get an ATE, think of stat 60, and we could either do it with a simple treatment control design. We might have a concomitant variable X to improve precision. That's why Fisher invented analysis covariance. We assume the treatment effect is the same at all levels of the concomitant or covariant. And we get an ATE, and by blocking or ANCOVA, improved over the t-test, and that's all good. We're trying harder, we're asking harder questions, and therefore the situation is tougher, and we even have to make some assumptions. The mediation example, the Y example, framing example, or others, the Kenny Barron approach, which is the basis of what people do, tries to get at what is in the causal diagram, rho beta in this case, via these regression equations. And Holland taught us that's a difficult thing. The bias parameter delta needs to be considered, even in a randomized controlled trial. But the why question is a very valuable, important one, so we should try for it, but we should recognize that it's difficult. Want to contrast that with moderation, which we'll pick up next week, which is individual differences in response to intervention, heterogeneous treatment effects, and we'll look at going back to Jerzy Neyman in the 1930s, Johnson-Neyman region of significance, and other more modern ways of getting at the CATE, the conditional average treatment effect, that is subgroup analysis, precision medicine, and that's moderation, so that the individual response to an intervention may differ because of age, because of medical condition, because of cognitive ability and educational examples and things like that. That's where we're going next week, and you can even combine them. Moderated mediation and mediated moderation. Moderated mediation is individual differences in mediation. The mediation may defend on individual characteristics such as gender. We'll look at gender effects as a moderating variable, such as in blood clotting with aspirin is going to be one of our moderation examples. So you could have individual differences in mediation, gender differences in mediation, or you could have mediated moderation. The effect of the moderator depends on a process variable. Why do we have individual differences in response to an intervention? And so all those sorts of things can get more complicated. People talk about those in real research situations, as you saw even in the Harvard Business School red sneakers effect, and we'll try to get a handle on those. But we're trying to at least introduce you to the basics of these rather important research questions and topics in the context of our potential outcomes formulation for randomized controlled trials. And you can see there's a lot to say. So that's PDF page 51, trying to give you recap and perspective, trying to wind down this. And there's just the original page where I found this, looking around in GitHub for things. The PLSO example, which is our hometown example, I put in a few pages in this just to celebrate our hometown situation. It's the effect of opioids on pain reduction. You don't want to take too many opioids, you'd like them to be effective. And if you're taking antidepressant drugs, it's going to be tough, it could be tough business. That's what they found out, and they have a mediated mechanism for that. And I'll leave that to those that are interested in that subject matter, and they know what a CYP2D6 inhibitor is, or you can learn about it. It's quite interesting, but it's pain management, which is an important topic, opioid abuse. was prominent a few years back as a problem thing. And then I just put in the Stanford News Medical Center article. There's a picture of Tina, who ran the show, and PDF page 57, 58. Then PDF page 59 is a page, and we'll come back to this, from Helena Kramer's paper, and we'll type that up with moderators. And then the final pages of the PDF, just to close it down, were just some manual pages from the various packages that do mediation. The multi-level package, which is an old one, has a Sobel command to do the basics of mediation. Of course, you can do Model 1, Model 2, and Model 3 by LM. That's all they do, and that's a nice thing. Slightly, and you can even do it for hierarchical data. And PDF page 63 has just a cover page from the package MBESS. Ken Kelly's a real good guy at Notre Dame, who's done a number of useful things in psychology and research applications and in R, both longitudinal stuff and causal effect stuff. And so he has a nice package doing a variety of things. And as his mediation command will even do BCA bootstrapping, and you just put in your X, Y, and M as we did it, and just showing you that. There's even packages, and there's a number of them, that'll give you research design information on mediators to try to estimate the Baron-Kenny thing. That's PDF page 66. And what we will do is now call week one at long last to a close. Review questions, which are on the webpage, and I'll put up for your benefit worked out examples. Some are extensions of what we talked about. Some are just repeating some of the basic demonstrations, just to get you doing some things and useful for review or practice. People come in with various levels of computing and background, and we want to give everybody just lots of resources. Certainly I'll take any questions, and we'll pick this up next week, which is not that far away. And next week, target, but week one is at least done in week one. Thank you very much.